Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, saints and friends, and thank you for joining us on the Temple of Healing Waters Morning Dew Prayer Line. Our scripture will be coming from St. Luke, the 5th chapter, starting with the 30th verse down to the 32nd verse. And it reads, "And their scribes and the Pharisees complained against his disciples, saying, Why do you eat and drink with tax collectors and sinners? And Jesus answered and said to them, Those who are well have no need of a physician, but those who are sick. I have not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance." Let us pray. Father God, we thank you for this time and for this hour on this damn chilly December morning. Father, we thank you for the breath that we breathe, the strength in the bodies that we have, O God. We thank you for our portion today, Lord. We thank you, O God, and we repent right now, O God, that we realize that we were once sinners and now saved by grace, Father God. Thank you for putting us in remembrance of your word this morning. And for these scriptures and this verse, O God, how you called a commoner, a tax collector, such as Matthew. We thank you, O Father God, that you thought it not robbery to sit down with him, O God, and the sinners, O God. We thank you for the remembrance, O God, that you've come, O God, not for the righteous, but for those who need you, for those who need to repent of their sins this morning. We cry out for the unsaved, oh God. Oh God, we thank you, Father, that we're able to even intercede for them on their behalf this morning, oh God. For our loved ones, oh God, for our friends, God, even though they may not come or don't adore a church door, oh God, or come and sit in the sanctuary, oh God, but they're reading us and they see us, oh God. Oh Father God, I pray this morning that they would see the light, that they would see, oh God, you in us, oh God, in the name of Jesus, whether it be by word or deed, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for saving our souls. We thank you, Father God, for dying on the cross. We thank you for saving each and every one of us. We put our names right there in the scripture, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for saving us. Help us not to take this beautiful salvation, this great salvation, for granted, O God. But, Father, we realize that there's more of this fold that you must bring in, O God. There are more sheep, O God. There's a mother, there's a father, there's an uncle, an auntie, children, O God, that need to come, grandchildren, O God, that need to come, friends that need to come, O God, in the name of Jesus. Help us, O God, to sit, O God, and listen, O God, to them, O God. There's a dying world out there, O God. Help us, O Lord, to be wise, O God. Said, O God, in your word, that those who are wise, O God, are winners, O God. That we win souls, O God, unto you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, O God, for those that you've brought into our path, Lord. Those on our job, O God. Our friends, Lord, our mothers and our fathers who are unsaved, O God, our cousins that are unsaved. We thank you for the word that you put down in our bellies, O God. Help us to speak, O God. O God, in the name of Jesus, help us to be silent when we need to be silent, Lord. We thank you for this season, O God, that you've given us, O Father, that people's hearts, O God, are attuned to what the true meaning of this season is really about, O God. We ask that you give us the opportunity, O God, the strategy, O God, and just the simplicity, O God, of the gospel, Lord, that we not water it down or complicate it, O God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, O God. We thank you for sending your Son, O God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for Jesus, the Christ, the Messiah, the wonder, O God, your wonderful grace, Lord, that you bestowed upon us. You said that your grace is sufficient. Your wonderful love, O God, that you went to the cross for us, O God. We cry out for the sick, O God, in the name of Jesus. We cry out, O God, for the sinner this morning, Lord. We thank you, O God. We thank you that you sent us out, O God, to be your ambassadors, O God, to be your evangelists, your apostles, the pastors, O God, the teachers, O God, in the name of Jesus. Word our mouth, O God. Help us to be careful, O God, in the name of Jesus. Help us to be bold, O God. Help us not to fear, O God, in the name of Jesus. To let them know silver and gold have we none, but this that we have we give unto you. That Jesus is the Christ. He is the Messiah, the Son of the living God. We bless you this morning for those who thought it not robbery to get up and listen and hear and seek your face and worship you this morning on the line, O God, on the prayer line. I thank you for each, O God, individual, each family representative, O God. We thank you, Lord, and we ask, O God, that you help them, O God, in their walk, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Some have their backs against the wall. Some don't know which way to go, Father. Help them to be still and know that you're God. Yes, sir. Thank you, Father God. We thank you, Lord. Yes, that you are our wonderful counselor. You will counsel, O God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for you are our Prince of Peace. Yes, you are Jehovah Shalom. We thank you. You are our everlasting Father. Yes, Lord. We thank you, O God, that you're the Rock of Ages. Thank you, Lord. You're Lord strong and mighty, God. We bless you, O God. We ask, O God, that you help us, O Lord, as we minister even to our own children, O God. O God, that we would stand, Lord, in the name of Jesus, in the midst of, O God, uncertainty, that we will not fear, O God, for them, O God, that we would just turn them over to you, O God, that we would put them in your hands, O God, in the name of Jesus, knowing that the battle is not ours, but it is the Lord's. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, that we will take our hands off the situation, O God, that we won't concern ourselves with things, O God, that we cannot control. Yes, Lord, I thank you, Lord, that you spoke that, O God, a couple Sundays ago through our pastor. We thank you for him, O God. We thank you for allowing him, O God, to get up, O God, to seek your face, O God, on our behalf, O God. We thank you for giving him the strength, O God, for we realize that the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. So we thank you for allowing him to push and to press, O God, on our behalf. O God, you said the harvest is ripe, O God. We thank you, Lord, for him for crying out for our souls, O God. We thank you for him. O God, continue to give him what he needs, O God, and his family. We don't know what they need, O God. We don't know all their desires, O God, but you know all about them. For the Carlton household, O God, in the name of Jesus. For the mothers, O God. O God, we thank you, Lord, for Mother, O God, Carlton and her family, O God. For her husband, O God, we thank you, Lord. For Mother, O God, Paulette, O God, in the name of Jesus, the mother of our First Lady, we thank you for keeping them. O God, we thank you. We bless you. We honor you this morning. O God, help us to, O God, be ever in remembrance, O God, of this scripture, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that you have not called, O God, that there will be well, that they will be well. Those well have no need of physician, but those who are sick, that they have not come, you have not come to call the righteous, but the sinners to repentance. We thank you for your word. We thank you for calling us out of sin. We thank you for keeping us. Yes, you are our keeper. You're a keeper, O God. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you for keeping us in our right minds, O God. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, God, as we sit at your feet, O God, that you keep us, O God. Thank you, Lord, that if we would just sit at your feet, O God. Thank you, Father God. Yes, Lord. We know, O God, that it will be well with us, O God. We thank you that it's well with our souls this morning. There's a lot going on around us. There's trouble on every side. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. But it is well with our souls. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, O God, for the trials, O God, that you've given us to strengthen us. O God, you've given us our portion, O God, and you allowed us to carry it, O God. O God, through Christ, Jesus our Lord. that we can do all things. We can do all things through Christ who strengthened us. We bless you this morning, and we thank you for this prayer, for this time. Now keep us as we go forth, O God, this day, Lord, as we go out and as we come in, as we lay down and as we get up, O God, in the name of Jesus, those that we encounter today as we go out, Lord, and even as we stay even among our house, O God, as we minister to our family, our friends, O God, in this season, Father, help us to capture the moment. Yes, Lord. Help us, O God, in the name of Jesus, to speak the words of Christ. We bless you and we thank you for all things. It's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen and amen. Saints and friends, thank you so much for joining us once again on our 6 o'clock morning prayer. And on behalf of Pastor Carlton and the intercessors, all the intercessors that stand in the gap, we thank you for joining us. And you can join us once again tomorrow morning at 6 o'clock on this very line. Or if you'd like to come out to our church, which is located at 44900 Acacia Lane in Dulles, Virginia. We have 7:15 a.m. prayer, and we have 8 and 10 o'clock services. Come out and join us on our services. You will be blessed. In Jesus' name, we thank you. Have a good day and a weekend. Go in peace.